Well, welcome to round two of the JD Welsh Cup. I'm Mark Webber, as you can hear, losing my voice. So I'm going to let Dean Jones do most of the talking on this podcast. This is the northern section of the draw. And if you win this, you could get a Cymru Premier side in round three. So lots to play for, Dean. Why does this round mean so much?
I think it's hugely significant for lower league teams to do well in the Welsh Cup, not only from a financial perspective, but when you consider some of the great work they're doing that's going in relatively unnoticed by certain sections of the media. It's a good chance for them to get their name out there, get a bit of exposure for the club. And obviously, if you draw someone, say like a TNS or a Connors Quay, it's a great financial windfall in terms of possible television coverage as well. So all to play for, and I think there's some cracking ties there to look forward to, that's for sure.
You've picked six games that we should watch in the North this weekend. What's your first one?
Your first game I've picked is Llanefydd versus Gilsfield. Llanefydd are a very good side in Welsh Alliance Division 2. They filled a real need lately with a goalkeeper in Stuart Griffiths, who's very experienced and assured, which has been a massive boost for them. They're on home soil as well, which is a massive advantage. It's difficult to play up there, especially when the weather's a bit on the indifferent side. But Gilsfield are a formidable outfit. I mean, you saw that on a consistent basis now for a number of years in JD Cymru North. They had a fantastic result at Bangor on Saturday. Well, good value for that. I know Bangor missed some chances, but Gilsfield are outstanding, demonstrated their qualities. They were rigid at the back, broke away well when needed. And in Mike Jones, they've got arguably the best keeper operating outside the Welsh Premier at the moment. So, tough game for Llanefydd, but one they can go into knowing they've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, really. And hopefully they can use home field to their advantage and get a place in the third round.
And next up, local pride at stake, Greenfield against Flint. Let's hear from Niall McGuinness from Flint Town United, and then Dean will give his thoughts.
Yeah, we're all looking very much forward to Saturday's tie with Greenfield. It's a local derby and it'll be a game, hopefully, that's expected a good crowd. So we're coming off the back of a positive result on Saturday. But no, we know it's going to be a tough test. We know that how much Greenfield will be wanting to sort of win that game of football. So it's important that we're at it and we're switched on to do the right things. And like I said, and I always say to our players that if we do that, then we always give ourselves a chance with the quality that we've got on our side. Greenfield, I know they're doing really well within their league and they're a good, solid opposition, and no doubt they're going to want to raise their game for this tie with the local connections, with it being a local derby. So, no, we've just got to be switched on and right at it. But no, I know everyone at the club's really looking forward to it.
Greenfield, again, are a good side who can hurt you on their day. I mean, they've got some good experienced players. They've got a well-rounded squad who all fight for each other. I mean, Sam Jones, they've got one of the most prolific forwards in that Welsh Alliance Division 1. Massive ask for them against Flint, even though they're at home. Flint, another impressive win on the weekend, could hurt you in so many different ways. I mean, they've got so much talent up front, pretty organised at the back now after some early jitters, and it's going to be a tough ask. But like I say, it's a derby game in the cup. Form sort of tends to go out the window in games like that, so it's going to be very, very interesting to see how that one pans out. I just fancy Flint to nick it, but I don't think they're going to have it all their own way by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, Haverith in town caught Bangor 1876 at the right time. A slip up in the league for Bangor, their first competitive defeat last weekend, and the two meet now in the cup. Before we get Dean's thoughts on that, here's Chris Hardy, the Haverith in town manager.
We know they've got some quality players. They've got players that have played at a high level. You have your Les Davises and your Jamie Petrus and Michael Johnsons and so on. And yeah, we know they're going to be good. We know they're going to be a well-drilled outfit. And yeah, we look forward to the game, really.
You were involved with the club when Rhythm reached the fourth round a few years ago when they nearly beat Llandudno in the televised game. What would it mean to you and the players to get to the third round this year?
Obviously, we know it's the biggest cup competition in Wales, and we'll be doing everything possible to make sure we're in the hat for the next round. It's it means a lot to us. We're a small club as such within our league, so yeah, a good cup run is obviously something that we want to be looking at. I was there a couple of years ago in Llandudno when the lads were so close to progressing and nearly beating Llandudno. And it was a great night. I was there in the stands, and the town really got behind the players. I think we took a couple of coach loads down to Llandudno, and I think everyone had a good time, even though we lost. It was great for the community, great for the town. And we want to be looking at that this year, and we want to be doing something similar again, really.
It'll be interesting to see how 1876 respond, really. They've suffered their first competitive loss last weekend against Llanrwst United in the FAW Trophy. And it will be interesting because it's mostly a young core of players who have basically had it all their own way this season in the 13 games they had prior to their loss against Llanrwst. But they've got some experience there as well in Les Davis and Jamie Petrie, Johan Williams. They've been there, seen it all, done it all, both from a playing and management perspective in Johan's case. Rhythin are a good side. They'll be their toughest test to date, no doubt, an established second-tier team. They're also coming into the game off a defeat. But they can go into the game with no trepidation at all, really, given how well they've done this season, given the change in management. So, like I say, it's going to be a stiff test for Bangor 1876. It will be very interesting to see how they respond. And hope that they'll definitely be hoping that a crowd, probably over 500, I'd say, we expected there, will be enough to give them a lift to claim their biggest scalp to date.
It's Real against Queen's Park next. Here's Eddie Morris-Jones. Dean's got his thoughts after.
It's a massive game for both clubs, you know, and Queen's Park will bring it, you know. It's their cup final, you know, and it's a massive stadium and facilities of Real to play at, you know, and they'll bring their game. But we've got to look at ourselves, you know. I say it to the boys, we have got the quality in here to go and beat teams, but we've really got to do the basics, you know, and today's disappointing, and I feel for the travelling fans because they've come in their numbers and we've not earned the right to play today for Real, and that's the disappointing. And I'll reflect on this all week, and so will the individuals that, you know, we're sort of talking about, you know, and as a group. But we've got to work hard, and next week is big for us individually as players, as staff, but also as the club, you know, for us moving forwards.
Eddie Morris-Jones will be fully aware of the threat that Queen's Park possess. As he said in his interview, it's going to be their cup final coming to a big stadium like Real. Everything to gain. Got a good little side there. We're on a good run of form at the moment, and Real will have to be at it, otherwise they're going to get caused a tremendous amount of problems, really. I know they were disappointed on Saturday to come away with a loss at Conway. I'm not sure if Arik Piskorski is going to be fit for the game after suffering an injury, but they'll need him firing on all cylinders because they looked a little bit lightweight up front without him the other day. They've still got enough quality, I mean, to get past a team like Queen's Park, but these are the sort of games where if you're not at it from the first minute and willing to fight for every ball, then you're going to have a tough time of things.
Now, Holyhead Hotspur are no strangers to a third round giant killing. Beat Bangor a few seasons ago. They need to beat Buckley to get a chance to do it again. Here's their manager, Darren Garmy, first.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to the game. You know, we've had a good start to the season, so it'll be good for us to be able to test ourselves against a good side like Buckley, who are obviously the league above now. We know them pretty well. I know the manager well. He's a really good manager. He's got a really strong side, physical side. So that'll be a big challenge for us on Saturday. And obviously then it's progression and the chance of landing a Welsh Prem side in the next round, which again would be great for a team like us, you know, that's doing okay at Tier 3. And like I say, bringing another big crowd in the Welsh Cup, which is good for us, good for the club, good for the town again.
And what do you think of Holyhead against Buckley, Dean?
This is a massive chance again for Holyhead to make another statement. They've been really, really good so far this year, adjusted really well to life in the third tier after getting relegated, obviously, from the then Hughes Grey Alliance. Darren Garmy's built a good squad there with the core staying from last season, who were obviously a tight-knit group who did perform well in the second half of the season last year, but just left themselves with a little bit too much to do, really, down the stretch. They get a chance to knock off a second-tier scalp in Buckley, who have done okay this year as well. It's a tough environment for them. Going up to Holyhead won't be easy by any stretch of the imagination, I'm sure, especially if the weather stays the way it is. They've got some good firepower up there as well. Chris Jones, obviously, has experience in this competition and success in this competition. So out of all the potential giant killings this weekend, I'd say this was the primary one without question.
Well, Nantes Lavelle made a name for themselves in the last round, and it's Colwyn Bay for them in this round. Before we hear from Dean on this game, here's Colwyn Bay manager Craig Hogg.
Colwyn was away was a really difficult game. We went up early, winning 3-0, and then obviously they've come back into it and scored two goals, and we've managed to see the game out. The Welsh Cup is a hugely important competition. It's a competition that we hope to have a really good run in. Obviously, there's rewards at the end of it if you get to the quarter-final, semi-final, the final, I think. But that might be looking too far ahead. We are taking every game as it comes, treating it on its merits. But we'd love to have a really good run in the Welsh Cup, and hopefully that could be part of an exciting journey for us this season too.
Yeah, Nantes Lavelle against Colwyn Bay, another intriguing tie that's going to be watched by quite a lot of people, I would have thought. Colwyn Bay are in red hot form at the moment. I mean, you do well to find a team in better form than them in the entire country. 6 wins on the bounce. I think they've lost 2 in 14 now. Absolutely sensational form. They've adjusted early doors to life in the Welsh system. I know Craig Hogg went to the Vale's 4-4 draw at Mynyddlandegau on Saturday, and he said he was quite impressed with them going forward. I know Nantes Lavelle were 4-1 before blowing the lead late on. But they'll be fully aware of the problems that can come with games like this, providing you aren't sort of up for the challenge, which I think his players will be after it getting drilled into them about what to expect. Danny Bell's side go in there with, they're in good form. Sixth in the Welsh Alliance at the moment. Not losing many games, but not winning any either. I mean, they're drawing a lot, which is hampering their league position somewhat. But like I say, it's a one-off tie. Form goes out the window, and an early goal can make a massive difference here for Vale and get the home fans on side.
And Daniel Bell from Nantes Lavelle spoke to us in the first round, so it's only right we get him on for the second round. Here he is.
Delighted to be through to the second round following a confident performance against the good Tredemoon outfit, where I feel we dominated the game. Pleased to be drawn at home, where we feel the home advantage is on our side and we can go and beat anyone on our day in Maesteilin. We face a quality opposition in Colwyn Bay, who have several players capable of playing at a higher standard. Having been to watch them the other night, we're well aware of what they have on offer. We've got to stop them playing and be organised off the ball, but I do feel we pose a threat and we are a danger when we are on the ball and capable of creating chances against anyone with the quality in our squad. It'll be a bumper crowd on Saturday and a great occasion, hoping the weather's on our side and that luck's on our side. And Cavella hoping they can cause an upset and earn a place in the hat.
And quickly, two games that I think are worth looking at. Porthmadog are at home to Gresford. Let's hear from Steve Halliwell, the Director of Football at Gresford.
I feel it's going to be a really close game. I don't think there's much between the teams. I mean, the league position tells you that. We're both down at the bottom end of the table where, we obviously you don't want to be. We're two established clubs in this league, and there's only one way we're looking, and that's upwards, and I'm sure they're thinking the same. Their view on the game will probably be the same as ours, one that they think they can win, especially at their ground, where we went there last season and got beat 6-0. So the recent history tells you that we haven't got a good record against them, but obviously it's a cup game. We've got a different squad since then, and on paper, as I've just said, I think it'll be a really close game. Both teams have got good quality going forward, and they can cause you problems. So I expect an entertaining cup tie on a cracking pitch. Portmaddock's probably one of the best setups in the league, so I always enjoy going there. With Paps going back in as manager, I think their fortunes have picked up recently. I know they got beat yesterday, but he's got them going the right way, and he's a good manager. So I'm sure their fortunes will change, and as I believe ours will. So hopefully that'll start with getting through into the next round of the Cup.
And finally, another game I think worth talking about, Bangor City against Prestatyn. Here's Prestatyn manager Neil Gibson.
Yeah, mouth-watering tie, really. Bangor City, Prestatyn Town, been some monumental games between the two clubs in the past. And, looking into round two, you're probably, hoping for a home, fixture, and you're probably hoping for one of the teams from a lower league. But, first round we had to go to Llanrider away, who were sort of top three or four in our league at the time. And second game we've got Bangor away. So, we embrace that. You know, we look forward to the challenge of going to Bangor's ground and playing them at their own place. And, you know, we want to go as far as we can in this cup, just like we had the enjoyment of going, you know, quite far in the League Cup earlier on in the season. So, you know, we're firmly of the opinion at Prestatyn Town Football Club that this Welsh Cup is a fantastic competition to be in, and we want to go as far as we possibly can with it. So on the back of a great performance today in a 5-0 victory, you know, we'll work all week to make sure that we're ready for next week and what Bangor are going to bring against us. And we have to make sure that we're at our very best to progress further in the round.
Well, the Cymru Premier League sides come into the next round, and it's also an all-Wales draw. So plenty to play for. Hopefully I would have got my voice back by then. See you soon.